Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. With us is Winnie Moranville, and we are talking about Le Châtelet Bonne Femme. And this is an interesting thing that she and Chef David Baruthio have cooked up, if you'll excuse the pun, here at Baru 66. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but also have a conversation about what it is that Winnie does. Welcome to the News Hour.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
So tell me, what in the world got you going down this foodie business?
Well, how much time do you have? actually, I've always been a food lover, and I started editing cookbooks at Meredith Corporation. Then I started writing for them, and then one thing led to another, and somebody asked me to write a French cookbook, and I did. And it was published by Harvard Common Press 5 years ago. It's called The Bonne Femme Cookbook, Simple, Splendid Food That French Women Cook Every Day. And since then, I've just continued. As you probably know, I was the dining critic for the Des Moines Register for 15 years. And I continue to cover the dining scene for DSM magazine. So I'm still pretty darn busy with the Des Moines dining scene.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about this event at Baru 66 where we caught up with you. Why are you doing it with Chef David?
Well, I just adored his restaurant. I've always loved his restaurant. And he, I don't know how we started talking about it, but once I got this cookbook, David was like, I just love everyday French cooking. It's just, is what I grew up on. I adore this style of cooking. And, you know, we should, you know, collaborate on a dinner where I do your recipes. And I said, sure, that sounds great. But of course, he does my recipes David Baruthio style. and that's what makes it really, you know, it's not just, you know, my recipes are wonderful recipes for the home cook to make. But when you go out to dinner, you really want things chefed up a little bit, I think. And David definitely chefs them up. And he's done a great job with the recipes tonight.
So what's the difference between the food that chefs create for their family and friends, as we've all seen with Two Friends and a Stove with Chef Michael Leo and David Baruthio? What's the difference between that food and the food that gets chefed up?
Well, I think it's precision and refinement. For example, tonight we're having ratatouille, and I, you know, when I do my ratatouille, it's, you know, larger pieces that have just been cooked.
Wait a minute. You're going to have to explain what ratatouille is.
Okay, ratatouille is a French vegetable stew. Stew is a hard word to use, but it's a French vegetable sort of side dish of eggplant and tomatoes and zucchini and onions and garlic, and it's all, you know, in season right now, so it's a beautiful dish from Provence. So when I do the dish, the pieces are kind of larger, and, you know, we're not spending as much time sort of dicing them up into this really beautiful sort of, you know, marmite sort of dice, where he, you know, he will really make that. And then, you know what, I mean, I just serve my ratatouille, because it's kind of saucy already with the tomatoes. I serve my ratatouille with lamb chops. Well, what does he do tonight? He adds a beautiful sauce to you know, just to kind of, you know, add it. And then of the way he plates it and presents it. So of course he just, and my clafoutis is a dessert of, it's a French custard. I would serve that normally with a little whipped cream or a little ice cream. He's taken my clafoutis, classic, didn't do anything with the recipe there except tops it with a lavender honey ice cream. So just, you know, again, just a little more refinement, a little more precision.
Wow. We're all hungry right now. Winnie Moranville, ladies and gentlemen, is whom we are speaking with. With regard to the Des Moines eating scene, what have you seen happen over the past 5 to 10 years?
Well, obviously, it's gotten better and better. I mean, I think with each really good, you know, every few years, a restaurant is a game changer. I remember Centro being the game changer in the early 2000s when they brought everyone back downtown and kind of had that urban energy vibe. And then, you know, Baru 66 and Alba and some of these places that are real chef-driven have really, you know, just upped the ante. So it just keeps getting better and better, I think.
You know, some of the times, and I talked to Jessica Dunker from the Iowa Restaurant Association, and Jessica says that there is no amount of surprise among restaurateurs and critics in Minneapolis and Chicago and Kansas City for how far Des Moines has come.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. I mean, it is. It makes me very proud, and it's so funny because when people say, you know, when I say I was the dining critic for 15 years in Des Moines, people are like, "Oh, you poor thing," and I'm like, "Oh no, you have no idea. Clearly, you have no idea about Des Moines."
Let's talk about your book just a moment. This French cuisine book that you've written. How is that different than other French cuisine books?
Completely different. I love Julia Child and I love Jacques Pepin. Are we out of time? Sorry. I'm sorry. I love those particular cookbook authors. But Julia Child wrote a cookbook. Mastering the Art of French Cooking when women were staying home and being able to cook all day. And she truly, you know, had classic French recipes that the mother of the family would make because she stayed home all day and cooked. Well, mine is a modern French cookbook because French women, just like American women, most of them work outside the home. But again, it's France. They want to eat well. So how are they going to eat well? Well, this kind of cookbook tells you exactly that, like, you know, we have 30-minute recipes. We have what French women today can bring home after the end of a busy day. They can have a great meal, even if they don't have a lot of time.
About the Epicurean diets of the United States versus Europe, and you've traveled extensively in Europe. What is the difference? Is it locally sourced food? Is it seasonal food? Is it utilizing what? How is it different in Europe? And what do the European chefs bring to the United States that sometimes we don't get locally?
Well, I got to tell you something. Here's a big secret. We've caught up with Europe on our dining scene. I mean, if you're a serious food lover, I'm not talking about everybody, you know, people who don't care that much, but the people who are here at Brew 66 are enjoying just as good of food as you can find in France. I can say that without reservation. And if you cook and you cook locally and, you know, with the local ingredients, you're doing what they do in France. France, they're not that far ahead of us. In fact, when I just spent 6 weeks in France this summer, and when I ate out, most of the time I rent an apartment and eat in and just bring the local beautiful stuff into my apartment and make it. But the French restaurants, I don't think there was one French restaurant I ate at that was better than a really good American restaurant.
Really? I think that would surprise me.
Oh, no. American fine dining. Now, here's where the French will always have us beat is the everyday dining. You can, you know, in France, you can go out and still get that $60 dinner for two, including wine, and have a nice meal. Now, let's just face it. In America, if you want to have a really good dinner for two with wine, you're looking, $100 or over. That's where France has us beat is the price. I think that if I could change anything about dining in America, is I wish it wasn't overpriced. I think it's overpriced, and I think mostly it's because of the wine.
And one final question. The difference between being a diner in the United States, someone that goes to the restaurant, and someone that is taking a dinner in Europe, that's vastly different, isn't it? I mean, they don't turn tables as crazily as we do. You have the table for a long time. Speak to that.
Well, and I think that, you know, they don't turn the tables. That's it. It's huge. And I will tell you that service, you don't have to tip in France. I mean, it's just included. People are professionals. They're not, people are professionals here, but they're motivated by that tip, I think. And in France, they are not, it's not the tip that's motivating them. They just do a great job. And I wish we could get rid of the tipping system and just pay workers the wage they deserve without having us as diners pretty much having to decide how much they're worth. I think that's just a weird system, especially since I've been in France so long. I will say that in France, 99 times out of 100, you'll have great service, but that one time you don't have good service, there's nothing you can do because, you know, it doesn't, you know, there's no tip that they're sort of, you know, working for. But I just think it's a strange, the more I travel in France, the more I think our tipping system in America is very strange.
Let me give you the opposite side of that I've heard. Because not all servers are up to par, if you level the playing field and everybody got, let's say, $20 an hour for being a server, even the sub-quality servers would exist and the service wouldn't be as good.
Well, it's not the case in France because They're trained, and I think we're not.
But it's a profession.
It's a profession, and they're trained, and I think I'm finding that, you know, servers, the way I look at it, Michael, is that you and I are the supervisors of the servers, because basically restaurateurs can tell how their servers are doing about the tips. It's like, I think they should be supervised by the restaurateur, not by the diner.
Interesting stuff. Her name is Winnie Moranville. And we've got to go because we've got so many things. What?
Oh, I just want to say follow me on my dining page, All Things Food DSM on Facebook.
And we will have a link to that on the radio blog, of course. It is, we are tonight, and this is a couple of evenings ago, Le Chef Juan Femme, and this is a wonderful opportunity to enjoy the tastes of France with some noted individuals here in the Des Moines Metro. Thank you so much, Winnie, for spending some time with us.
Hey, it was great to be here. Thanks so much.
Well, that conversation was recorded a couple of days ago at Brew 66 with Winnie Moranville. You know, we are so fortunate here in the greater Des Moines Metro to have so many independent, locally owned restaurants that continue to surprise and amaze with great food. And it doesn't always have to be expensive either. Get out there and enjoy some. All right, we've got to step aside for a few minutes, and when we come back, we'll check out what happened today on Wall Street. The numbers, did they go up or down or stay in the middle? That story coming up next on the Business News Hour.
Ain't nothing like-